to me enough is enough.
Welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Indie Talks. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany, and it's panel week, pretty much. I got a bunch of panels going on this week. Today, we're talking some Bloodstorm Pro with my friend Travis Doom. How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that you are back with us. It's been a while, so.
Yeah.
It's definitely been a while. I think it was like a year ago.
I think it was about a year ago, but
you're back. We're here. Like I said, it's panel week. We're going to break down this card. If you guys are not familiar, you should definitely check it out. So tell a little bit about the company that if we have, like, since the last time that you've been on here, and if people are new to Bloodstorm Pro, give them a little bit of, a little background.
Bloodstorm Pro is the East Coast heavy metal wrestling party. That's what we go with. It's kind of, some death match, some high flying, just kind of like a little bit of everything. Because those have always been my favorite kind of shows, where it's a variety instead of just one style of wrestling. Because there's so many.
Yeah.
It's like, why drive one into the ground? Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So check it out. There's a bunch on IWTV. So if you want to go back and check it out, so you can go there. So you can check out the last interview chat that we had. So let's start with this. Let's start with where it's at. How much are tickets? Tell the fans.
We're at the H2O Wrestling Center in Williamstown, New Jersey. Tickets are $25 general admission, $30 front row. Front row, you get a signed poster with your seat. So, and then we have a 4 p.m. bell time because it's a Sunday afternoon. And I know personally, I hate when Sunday shows just have like an 8 p.m. bell.
Yeah.
It's like people have work and stuff. I understand that.
Yeah, that's kind of like hard. And I think that kind of plays an effect, with some people.
Yeah.
So.
And our shows are usually about two and a half hours long, too. So
it gives you like a little bit of that like afternoon. I got nothing to do, I want to watch some wrestling, So it's kind of like local, or if you're home and you can't make it, again, you can watch it on IWTV. So,
right.
And then you can tweet. You should be tweeting. I always tell everybody, tweet at, your favorite promotions, use the hashtags, all that fun stuff, too, pretty much.
This one is BSP The End. I haven't put it out yet, but that's what it is.
Okay, so there you go. So, but again, make sure you're following. We'll go through all the social medias after. Alex is in the chat. He goes, "All hail the queen." What's up, Alex? What's going on? Moonlight Sun's in the chat. What's up, Mike Skyros?
He says, "Sad."
He is very sad.
We're doing our job.
He says, "Start with making Tiffany say nice things about me."
Well, the floor is yours. He has great hair. Really does.
Well, I guess I'm supposed to say something nice. Okay, so I can't say that you're sad, even though you're sad, So, well, I'm sad. I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to be there, but I'm definitely going to watch this back on IWTV. So, definitely, I always watch the back if I can't. He said his rate just went up.
Well, we'll see about that.
Well, since he's here, I guess we might as well start with his match, right? We can talk a little bit about his match. So if you guys, you know, you guys should all be familiar with Moonlight Sun, Mike Sadros. No, I'm only kidding. Mike Sadros. So he'll be there this Sunday wrestling JB Anderson. So do you want to give us like a little bit of a background for this match?
Sure. I mean, you know, both guys don't have a background in Bloodstorm. This is their debut for both of them. Mm-hmm. Mike Sadros, I had seen they did a super camp thing back in December where it was like a basically a mass scale tryout with a bunch of indie companies coming down to watch people. And he was just very impressive. He had a great look, a great attitude, you know, a little sadness. And JB Anderson is someone that I'd like seen when he first started in the Maryland area. And just like, you know, just aesthetically, he's a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. And like, I got to talking to him and I was like, all right, this is a kind of a good dude. Like, I want him on the team because it's very important to me to have people that like, I feel like good people.
Yeah.
Because it's very important to me that we have like a good locker room environment and everything.
Right.
And that people on the show want to be there. Mm-hmm. So I don't just like book anyone.
Right.
But, you know, JB and Skyros both, you know, kind of passed the test on that. And now it's just going to be a matter of seeing who can get the first, you know, who can get the momentum going with their first match here.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, you know, Mike Skyros, you know, he's been on this podcast multiple times, so a lot of people should be familiar with him. Very good. That's pretty cool with that you got to see him at that in December, the camp, which was amazing because I know a lot of promoters had gone there to go see and then found like a whole bunch of wrestlers. So I'm happy for Mike that he's all over the place, that, you know, everybody gets to have a little bit of the Moonlight Sun, you know, even though he's a little Moonlight Sad. I know I've seen JB Anderson a little bit, you know, in the Jersey scene through mm-hmm. some promotions pretty much. So this should be a pretty interesting match. So, so I'll say something nice, Mike. You better win, you know. Maybe I won't be mean to you. Maybe I'll stop saying you're sad. Just for one day, maybe. Just one day. So, but yeah, so this is going to be a really good match. So definitely check this out.
Yeah. Glad to see that one.
Yeah, so definitely. So I'm looking forward to this one. So here, let's talk about this one. So I have like the next one because I have it loaded in the program for you guys here. So Bam Sullivan and Lord Crew. Oh, man. Damn. How did this come about? Because this is really interesting. And I think, is this a first time matchup for them both, or have they been in the ring before?
I think Bam said they've done like triple threats or something, mm-hmm. but I think this is their first singles mm-hmm. match. And Bam also points out that he's never won in a match with Lord Crew. So that's what we're starting with right there. He's kind of behind the eight ball. Mm-hmm. So this match is actually at the following show. We're going to be introducing a new belt for like the deathmatch kind of guys mm-hmm. Called the Deathcore title.
Right.
And so the winner of this match will be going into a four-way to determine the first champion at the following show. One of the other matches has, you know, stakes with that also. And then Raven Havoc is the fourth guy as a result of winning the main event of our last show.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, it's a hardcore rules match. So, you know, probably won't be so much glass and everything if you're expecting that. But I find this one interesting because they're both guys that are very strong just as wrestlers without any kind of, you know, weapons or gimmicks. And we're giving them the leeway to, you know, introduce things that they see fit. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this, I said every match on this show could potentially steal the show. That definitely goes for this one.
Yeah, this was definitely one that I was like, ooh, this is interesting. I was like, I said, I didn't think that they had a singles match before. So I think this is going to be really, really good. So has the belt been debuted yet, or it's going to be like debuted on the day of?
It's still being made, so it'll probably be debuting at that following show.
Okay, so stay tuned for that. That's pretty cool. So I like that. So are you going to do... are you going to do like different styles of like hardcore per match, like for this, or?
Well, the like I said, we have one of the other matches to determine the contenders is on this show, and I guess we'll cover that when we get to it. But yeah, it'll probably just be like, you know, it could be anything from like a no DQ match to like, you know, 200 light tubes. Like we have to, you know, we'll kind of see what the situation calls for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's like the thing with me with like hardcore and death matches. There isn't always that personal issue that makes it, you know, you need to go right to the most violent matches.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but sometimes it is just a matter of two guys that have reputations and one of them wants to prove something. So it gets a little more escalated and, mm-hmm. you know, it'll just be kind of a case by case basis. Well, right. It could maybe, you know, maybe the champion can determine the stipulation.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be interesting. Yeah. I kind of like when you have like different matches and different like steps to it for even like a hardcore, like let's say like, oh, this is just going to be a tables match or this is just going to be a barbed wire match or light tubes. I kind of like that because then it makes it a little bit like different for each match.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, so I kind of, that's why I was like going at that because I was curious, like, you know, if that's like the style that it's going to go to. So, but even like if champion decides, so I like that idea. So I don't know. Let me know if you guys are watching this later or if you're in the chat, you know, who do you think is going to win? You know, what's the possibilities of who's going to be the champion? So we'll see. So, what match do you want to talk about next? There's so many matches. Like,
well, I guess we could do the rejects match.
Okay,
next.
Let's do that. So I'm pulling this up right now. So so you guys see this on my screen. If you're listening to the audio, again, you can go back to the video. You can watch it. If you guys watching it live, here it is up on the screen. So we were just saying off air that the last show, unfortunately, the rejects, you know, had to cancel. So they're back finally, you know, and yeah, like Glass Hell Death Match. So,
yes. So this is another match that, you know, the winning team will be going into that four-way with the winner of Lord Crew and Bam Sullivan.
Right.
And Raven Hat, which we haven't, you know, finalized the stipulation for the four-way yet, but it's going to be something crazy when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Glass Hell match, which just be a lot of tubes, some pains, like, you know, just basically as much glass as we can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like what I was just saying, where it's not guys that necessarily have an issue with each other as much as guys that just have something to prove in a way. Like, you know, John Wayne Murdoch and Satu are very established.
Mm-hmm.
Remington Roar is building his name. He's been kind of in the Midwest, and I feel hasn't gotten a ton of exposure, even though he's been very good for a while.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him, so interesting. Obviously, like, I'm familiar with Alex Stretch. He's been on this podcast, so if you guys want to learn a little more. Same thing with the Rejects. You know, they've both been on this podcast as well. So, but yeah. You know, so he's kind of new to me, so I'm really curious how this is going to turn out, and that's why I like so many different promotions, because I always find new people. So.
And then this will be like a big test for Alex Stretch, because, I mean, he's going to be in the ring with John Wayne Murdoch at, you know, maybe one of the biggest names he's wrestled.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was trained by Matt Tremont, so he kind of has that as groundwork, but this will, I think, be a big test for him. Stretch and Remington are kind of going to be a full-time tag team for us. They're called Blood and Thunder. I didn't put in the match graphic, but is their team name.
This is why we do these podcasts. So, like, you know, we can learn a little bit more about it. So, you know, but you're right. Like, this is a big test. You know, John is the guy, right, that, like, everybody knows and everybody wants to get into the ring with. So this is huge. Also, I could say for Stretch, you know, I've watched him go through doors with ornaments, you know, in front of me pretty much. So, so he must be, like, you know, really ecstatic for this match. So, I don't know. A test.
He's a wild man. He's since I've known him, like before he actually had his first match, like this was his goal, was like to be like a deathmatch guy.
So I
consider him a friend, so I'm really happy to be giving him these opportunities and these platforms.
Definitely. Oh, what's up, Captain Dave? How are you? So it was funny because I know I was talking to Mittens. I was with Mittens the other day at a Creator Pro, and he was telling me that he's coming to your show. So we were talking a little bit about that, you know. So that's pretty awesome. So he'll like all that, you know. You gotta love the, you know, like the deathmatch scene and all that. So gotta spread the love all over the place. So. Here, let's talk about this one. So, like, I want to talk, you know, one of my favorite teams, the Rep versus Codename Nemesis. Oh, man. I feel like this is going to be a massive, like, bloodbath match, pretty much. Like, shit.
It's funny because, like, it seems like every show I'll have, like, some match that's, like, there's, like, these death matches with, like, glass and tubes. And there's, like, one match that's, like, that could be more violent.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But it doesn't even need to, like, you know, with anything in it. But it's just, like, the Rep. And, like, I mean, I always talk about it, right? Like, you always see my tweets talking about the Rep. And I was like, the Rep should be all over the freaking place. I was like, it's just ridiculous. They're so damn good. You know, they're definitely, like, one of my favorites. They've been on this podcast, too. If you want to learn a little bit more about them, if you're not familiar with them, definitely go back on the channel and go check them out. So, but it's nice because I've been kind of, like, seeing them, like, a little bit more at different promotions, which is also great. Yeah. But, yeah. Smash. You do have a good mind that you put like things that you don't really see. So
yes,
that's the great thing, and I feel like that's such a huge thing with independent wrestling, because you do see a lot of the same stuff, right? So what's going to attract me to come to like a show is something that I haven't seen, you know? So this is crazy. And I think you're right. I think this is going to be more violent than anything on this card.
Yeah, I mean, the Rep have proven themselves like that.
Yeah,
quite possibly the match of the night every Bloodstorm show.
Yeah,
like they've had some great ones. Like they wrestled the main event for us. They wrestled Above the Rest. Mm-hmm. They had a great match with Violence Is Forever last show.
I
just want to say that they beat Violence Is Forever, and yet they still weren't even in the IWTV tournament. I'm just. It's not right to me, but, you know, it's not
there was
my
a
call.
Lot that should have been in the tournament. I just feel like, but there's so many teams. It's really
there are. There's a lot of great teams out there, but it's just like they're like, you know, near and dear to me. So I was like, why did they not?
I want the Rep and Miracle Generation to wrestle. Also because of the fact that I had this conversation with who was it? Nate. That I was like, we were talking about, he's like, I want to work Miracle Generation. He's like, I want to throw Kyle out around. He was like, you know, so I want to see
him. He definitely can.
I'm here for it. You know, Chop City, you know, pretty much from Dave.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, yeah. So, so talk a little bit more like about this match. Like,
And then, so, you know, people know the Rep, and then there's Codename Nemesis, which are the less experienced team. That's, you know, Lindsay Snow, the American Kaiju, and Mother Endless, who has been, you know, with us every show since the beginning. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of have like the love-hate joke with Mother. Oh, she's such a pain in the ass. But it's like, she's so unique and I see so much potential that I don't quite understand why a lot of more companies aren't you know, mining that. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to, you know, be one of the places giving her a platform,
right?
Because I think she's just like very intriguing to watch. She has a cool style. She does just weird off kilter shit that's like you never quite know what she's gonna do.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay Snow is one of the most violent women you could possibly think of. She's like the most chill, sweet girl, but like in the ring, it's like she will kick the hell out of you. She may hit you with a light tube. She will break your arm. You know,
yeah, I feel like, you know, more though. I want to see more of her. Like, it's been a while since I've seen her, like, in person.
Yeah.
But I love seeing her around. Like, yeah. So this is like a really insane tag team. Like, so then you're putting them all together. Like,
yep. And. We're going to be determining our tag team titles in this match as well. So
that's amazing.
We have like a working relationship with another company. I'll most likely be starting up soon in the New York area, and we're kind of sharing the belts. So it's the Tri-State Tag Team titles. Mm-hmm. So right now they're going to be determining Bloodstorm Pro. When this other company gets up and running, the belts will be defended there.
Oh, that's interesting. So these two. So then you also have like that crossover too that you can kind of do. So if you're not running, because you run like sometimes like what, twice a year, I think it is.
Yeah.
About twice a year. So. So like if you're not running and like they're running, they can be defended.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that idea. So or like I could imagine even like the cross, you know, to have it with that other promotion, mm-hmm. like maybe have four matches on, you know. With that promotion, and then you know, kind of like super card, pretty much, and then like another four. That'd be kind of like cool to see too. So, neat. Yeah. So, cool. So we'll see debuting, you know, belts pretty much on this show. So, yep. I don't know. You guys, let me know who do you think's gonna, you know, come home with some gold. I don't know. Like, this is crazy. I don't know. I don't have a pick. I kind of want to say the rep because I have that, like, you know, soft spot for the rep. But yeah. I don't know. This is just crazy. This is, I don't know. I'm sticking with the rep pretty much.
They're definitely the more experienced team. But right. I will say this much, like the one Codename Nemesis match that we had on our last show, they, for a team that had just basically been like, you know, put together for that show, mm-hmm. and like, you know, and going forward, but yeah. they meshed incredibly well. Like there wasn't, you wouldn't have known it was their first match as a team. I'll say that much.
Well, that's good. That's good when you have that chemistry. Cause sometimes like you have tag teams together and it just doesn't work or doesn't make sense. But just like, you know, if you've never seen them wrestle, you know, together before, if you didn't watch like the last one, it just like seems like it would make sense.
Yes.
Chemistry wise. So, this is definitely one that I'm excited to watch. But speaking of excited matches, I want to talk about this one because this was like one of my favorite matches that's going right now. Lucky 13, Gabriel Sky, Austin Luke. Let's freaking go. Okay.
I figured that was going to be the one you're going to mention.
This is my favorite. That. Well, you know. Let's go.
I was putting that one together like Tiffy's gonna like this.
Flippy. Like even if like, but yeah, Austin now does like flippy shit too, which is great because I remember one like when he went up to wrestle open one day and then him and Reed and Marcus were wrestling and I'm like, where did this flippy shit come from? Like you're like Mr. Technical Guy. I was like, where does this, what happened here?
It's funny because, like, again, like, knowing Austin, like, since he started, he was more like the high flyer when he started, and then, like, kind of like your Dylan McKay's and, like, Marcus came up, and he's like, all right, you know what? He's like, they're doing the high flying. I'm going to do my own thing. But, I mean, he can still, you know, he can still bust out a 450 if he wants to.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So, like, and then he has a beautiful bridge. I have to throw that in there because everybody knows, like, I love the bridge. So it's funny because, like, one day he's like, did you like my bridge? He's like, I can do a good bridge. I'm like, you can do a good bridge. I was like, I give you a lot of credit. I was like, you did a beautiful bridge or whatever. You know, Gabriel Sky is another one, you know, making waves pretty much, running all over the place, you know, above the rest. Even him, you know, doing alone, remarkable champion right now. Again, it's just insane seeing him and Tristan Tai all over the place. I know they're going up to Limitless soon. So very, very big. Love him. I mean, obviously, they're very familiar. Him and Austin are very familiar with each other as well.
They've wrestled a few times.
Yep. And Lucky 13, I mean, everybody should be wanting to wrestle Lucky 13. That should be on everybody's bucket list.
Absolutely one of, like, the best going. And it's just, I don't understand how he has any time to himself when he's not going.
I think you and me had talked about that the last podcast, that, you know, he should be everywhere. But the fact that it's, like, softball, that he plays, like, softball and everything else that he does, and it's just... But I know that he's on, like, a bunch of people's, like, bucket list to, like, wrestle.
Yeah.
And he's so good. So...
Yeah, he's just incredibly versatile.
Yeah. So...
And that's what, like, I think is fun about this match is, like, so Austin Luke is, like, you know, he's, like, the striker technical guy, but he has done, like, deathmatch stuff.
Right.
And then you have Gabriel Sky, that's like, you know, he can do like the striking, and he's the high flyer, hasn't really done deathmatch stuff though. And then Lucky is like the high flyer who's also done deathmatch stuff. So it's like a rock, paper, scissors kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like they all kind of have like, you know, some skill that like they can exploit over someone else, but then someone else is on their wavelength with that.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, it could be a very interesting dynamic with that.
Right.
And
Yeah, this is not really a sleeper match. This is not. This is a, you have to pay attention. You're gonna miss out. Like, that's how good, you know.
Oh yeah.
This is a me match. This is, like you said, this is 100%. This is just a me match. You know, like I just I love all three. You know, and like I wouldn't think to put them together, but it makes so much sense to put them together. So this is something that can really steal the show. So
yeah, and like I said, it's like the kind of thing I like having on, because like, you know, we push the deathmatch stuff hard because that has like a very like a diehard fan base that's you know, easy to market to and everything. But like I love having stuff like this on the show too, that's like, you know, completely the other end of the spectrum,
right?
But it, you know, it's a nice like palate cleanse, so you're not just, you know, watching death matches in a row, which I mean, some people enjoy doing. It's a little much for me,
right?
But
it breaks
it
up.
Like the change of pace.
It definitely like breaks it up. It gives you like a little, like just looking at this card, you have just so many different things in it. You know, and of course, like I love deathmatch wrestling too, you know, but sometimes it's nice to kind of have like a little bit to showcase a little bit of everything. So,
yeah, it's like, you know, like I always say wrestling is like music, and it's like, you know, when I had my iPod, it wasn't just like, wasn't all just like death metal or whatever. It's like you need like other things to like, sometimes you're in a different mood and you don't want that, you know? So,
yeah.
You have to have your, so, all your different styles covered.
Definitely. So, this is a stealer. This one's got like me completely on it. Like, so I think this was like one of the first ones you announced, and I was like, this is me. Like, you know, this is totally, this is totally me. So I can't even pick like who I think is going to win this match. I can't, because I love all three of them. So I'm staying completely away. I'm staying neutral pretty much for that, because then they'll all come at me pretty much, I feel like. So, but, yeah, so let's talk about the other tag team match that you have here. So we got Dead Silence. So I like this. It's going to be interesting. And Smiley and Elijah Eden. So, ooh, with Trixie, of course, love her. So this is a wild match, because Smiley's all over the place.
Smiley's another one of my favorites. This is going to be the first time we've had Trixie and Elijah Eden in for us, so I'm excited about that also. So this match stemmed from a couple of shows ago. Smiley beat The Whisper in a singles match. Last show, he was wrestling Gory, and during the match, Whisper came out to distract him. Gory crotched him with a meat hook, which was pretty rough to see. and it led to Smiley being defeated in Bloodstorm for the first time. So it became obvious that, you know, Whisper and Gory have something going on together, and Smiley has a tag partner. Let me bring my tag partner and we'll wrestle them. So that's pretty much, that's our background for this one. I think it, you know, again, potential show stealer, because I mean, all these guys can do that lucha style, but they can all kind of go in different directions from there. Like, you know, Gory is a little more violent guy. Smiley just has his, you know, his crazy moves and everything that you never quite know where he's coming at you from.
And the mind games. Exactly. And then you got Trixie there, so she ain't playing no shit either. She'll fuck you up.
Yes.
So, don't mess with her. Like, she ain't here for your shit, pretty much. So, oh man. So yeah, this is definitely gonna be fun. So I don't know, is Smiley gonna come out with all the Smiley people? You never know.
It's kind of like, I am kind of interested to see what kind of demeanor Smiley has for this, because I mean, he can't be happy about what happened last time. So
I don't know,
maybe a little less wacky than usual. We'll see.
I don't know, we might get Dark Smiley, who knows. Like, Dark Smiley is not one to play with pretty much here.
Like,
yeah, I don't know, but hey, maybe Whisper's gonna come out with the yo-yo and Like, you never know. You don't know. So, yeah, so this is going to be fun. Like, I definitely think this is going to be a really, like, fun match, an interesting match to see. So, so the other one that's announced, so Tremont versus the Carver. This is the first time ever, correct?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
This is this will be our main event. So fans bring the weapons match, which is one of Tremont's specialties. Yes. But any kind of hardcore death match can be one of Matt Tremont's specialties. Yes. He's done everything 100 times.
Oh man, any like requests that you would like the fans, as fans bring, you know, any requests of like what to bring?
You know, I didn't. Just anything your diabolical mind can come up with, I'm very interested to see.
Is there anything like you've seen that you're like, wow, it's like completely out of the box, like bizarre, like damn, I wish I came up with that kind of deal?
It's actually been a little while since I've seen anything like too crazy, so I would definitely like I would love to see something again, because like I remember like, you know, so many things, like the first time you see him, like, you know, like when people like did like the light tube fan on the rake, like the first time you saw that, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Now it's like a staple, right? Like that you see it like all the time. So I'd like to see the interesting stuff. The last one that I seen like fans bring weapons was Wrestleville. It was Becca versus Alec Price, and the stuff that the fans were coming out, they were coming out with rhinestone shoes, like with heels. I was like, wow. I was like, where do you know, like, you see like rhinestones flying all over the place. So obviously this is gonna be a lot darker, you know?
Like, yeah, I would assume.
Maybe we'll see some rhinestone, like, you know, the knives, like plastic, not real knives, like, you know, like the ones not real ones. But I'm talking like Party City kind of thing, you know, like the stuff that, like, right, you hang out the garland pretty much, like all stringed pretty much. I feel like that would be kind of cool to kind of see. So, oh man, I definitely want to see that. I want to see, like, I'm sure Mittens is probably planning something, because Mittens always like bringing stuff.
I hope so. He has a great imagination for this stuff, so I definitely hope he puts something together.
Yeah, so but yeah.
Yeah, and this match kind of stems from on our last show, Carver lost in the main event, and it's the first time he lost in Bloodstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of flipped out and lost his shit and beat up a bunch of the students and people helping in the building, which are all basically Matt Tremont's kids.
Right.
So kind of since then, he's been on Tremont's radar, and it's kind of, we were able to, you know, put the dates together and everything, but Matt wanted a piece of him off that, so... He actually, and Carver put out a video last night. It's on our Twitter page, like a little hype video for the match. And it's pretty incredible and unsettling and scary for what he could possibly have in mind.
Oh boy. Ooh, interesting to see. I like hype videos. I feel like there should be more like hype and promos, and I'm very big into like that. I feel like it's starting to become like a lost art, unfortunately, and it's like one of my favorite things about wrestling. So
you just need the right people to do that sort of thing. We actually put a couple of things out for this put out a couple for this one. We've had some videos. There's this guy, Vinny Tolada.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Vatican, apparently, that, you know, I have some partners on the show and stuff. I don't do everything myself, but apparently he's going to be on the show, and I have no idea what he's doing or like kind of, you know, I don't know too much about him other than he seems to be like a kind of a rich kid from Philly, really into sneakers, stuff like that. So I don't quite know how he's going to fit in in Bloodstorm, but you know, again, some of the stuff's kind of out of my hands.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that on Sunday.
Interesting. So I'm sure there's going to be other things going on the show that's maybe not announced. You know, one of those things like stay tuned, pretty much kind of deal. Is there like anything, like, I guess we should expect surprises, correct?
Yeah.
So
like we have a couple of people that have kind of asked to do things, and, you know, we haven't officially announced them, but, you know, probably have some interviews and things like that on the show. Maybe some people that are going to be doing things with us in the future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll see that.
Awesome. I'm really excited for this. So, hey, I'm going to flash back up for you guys that are watching live so you guys can see all the match graphics. So I'm really looking forward to this. So is there going to be, do you know when your next show after this, maybe if people can't make the show, or it's one of those like kind of stay tuned?
We're still kind of trying to nail down a date because, you know, the HBO building is very in demand, and he, you know, Matt kind of doesn't book it out too far in advance. Mm-hmm. So I've been in conversations with him, but it's probably going to be another few weeks after the show until we have like a date solidly mm-hmm. nailed down, but mm-hmm. it'll most likely be in the fall. I kind of try to avoid running the building in the summer. If you've ever been to an H2O show,
it's hot.
I can't do it personally. So
I feel for sometimes just
spring and fall.
Yeah, I feel for everybody that goes in there. I've been in there plenty of times. I'm like, oh, it's too hot in here.
But yeah, I think they did like the IWTV 100 that they did.
Oh, my God. Me and Gino were talking
about
that.
And it was packed in there in like middle of August.
Oh, it was hot. It was bad. Yeah, me and Gino were talking about that on our podcast. You know, that was rough. Even like Adam Priest was on recently. We were talking about that too. But it's so awesome to see, like, you know, everybody that comes in and out of that building. And, but yes, so this is definitely, you know, this is Stack Card. This is going to be fun. Again, this will be live on IWTV. Mm-hmm. What's it called? So tickets are still available. So I put the link in the description for you guys, you know, so if you want to buy tickets. So, but I saw also, too, like they can email you as well and pay at the door.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that if you want to reserve, you can either contact us on any of the social media or at bloodstormpro@yahoo.com, and we'll set you up if you want to reserve front row or anything. If you just want general admission, you can just pay at the door. That's fine.
Yeah, and bring cash, too, because, right, like you're doing just like cash. Yeah, I was like, make sure set of up that. Yeah, it's just better. It's just like bring cash, because I watch people like come in and like that they don't have cash, and there's a Wawa up the block, so that you could go there, you could get the ATM up the block pretty much. But definitely like buy cash, bring cash, you know, buy your tickets or like reserve it before. Like I said, you know, all that links in
and,
there.
You know, it's always good to, you know, if you, of course, like, you know, if you have the extra cash, it's always good to have it on hand, because I mean, we'll have guys selling shirts and merchandise and stuff like that. We're trying to get vendors involved more as we go.
That's cool. Just,
yeah, so just like, you know, because like I love like flea markets and stuff like that. So like to me, it would be super cool if you could go to like a wrestling show and, you know, have the guys selling the merchandise and like, you know, we might set up a table and like sell like dollar comics or something, like, you know, because there's so much overlap between like, you know, wrestling fans. I mean, they have other interests. They like collecting things and stuff like that. So it's like, I think it's cool if, you know, you can sell like, you know, videotapes and comic books and like, you know, just shit like that.
Yeah. Like, well, I think people, you know, like what us just talking about that, like if you do have a business, you should reach out to him. And, you know, you never know, like, you know, maybe you could set up a table or something, you know. So definitely, you know, me in talks with Travis Doom here pretty much. You know, again, all the links are in the description. So but go ahead, plug everything, you know, just in case. Like, if they're lazy, you don't want to click everything.
our Twitter is BloodstormPro1. I would never find out why we couldn't just be BloodstormPro. I've never found that there is one. I just wasn't allowed to have it. So it's BloodstormPro1 there. BloodstormPro on Instagram and Facebook. We have a YouTube channel now, also under just BloodstormPro, that we've been posting some of our, like, promo videos and hype packages and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can check those out. I think that's about our main social media presence. Other than that, all of our past shows are on IWTV. We have 4 so far.
Right.
This will be 5.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's about all I could think of on that.
I was excited. You're going to have new tag team champions. You have a belt in the works coming up. And also, this should be.
We're at our 10 years for the, you know, Deathcore title at the following show. So that'll be this one.
lot of exciting things coming. So a lot of blood, a lot of flippy, you know, a lot of different things on this card, which is pretty amazing. A lot of first times matchups. Yeah. What's the one that you're particularly looking forward to the most?
I think, you know, again, really excited to see everything. I'm very excited to see the Glass Hell tag match.
Yeah,
the rep and Codename Nemesis. I'm very excited for.
And if you guys are going to be front row, be careful with all the glass. You know, I'm like, usually like this show.
We're going to try to, you know, like we're kind of doing like a modified setup. So we're, you know, unless we get a lot of people that day, we're probably just going to have like everyone on one side of the ring. And hopefully, you know,
nobody gets hit.
The glass will be flowing in that direction, I'm hoping.
I just like to like warn people, you know, for that. Like, if it is your first time going to one of these shows, you know, just so like, you know, so like nobody gets upset because there's been, you know, those things that happen at other promotions and stuff like that. So, you know, if this is going to be your first time, just be very careful that, you know, glass flies all over the place. So it might be in your shoe.
Unfortunately,
I've walked out with shit in my shoe or in my shirt or whatever like that. You know, it's happened to me before. So just be cautious and mindful of, like, you know, where everything's flying pretty much. But this is a really good card. I'm excited to watch this definitely back. I wish I could be there. You know, so much wrestling. You'll get me down one of these shows. So definitely. But again, I always watch, I always support, you know, and I usually like tweet out. So if you guys can't make it down there, watch it on IWTV, you know, tweet, use the hashtag, all that fun stuff. That'll be like posted on the live show. So did I cover everything? Did I miss out on anything? We pretty much broke down the entire card and everything. So, okay.
Even a podcast about the shows are short.
What happened?
Said even the podcast about the show is short, because that's like, you know, I've always kind of consciously not had like these 4-hour marathon shows. Yeah. Also, so.
Nah.
It's like, you know, I love wrestling, but it's like I want to still love wrestling when I'm leaving the show.
Of course. No, I think that's, you know, good. It's like a nice.
Like when I came up.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when I came up, there was a company in New York called USA Pro that was notorious for their show links. Like, it was like literally like 5 or 6 hour shows every time. And by the time you leave that show, you do not ever want to watch wrestling again. Like, you have to recover for a couple of days.
Yeah. Oh, it's like those ones that are like days worth or whatever. It's like, oh, I'm drunk off wrestling pretty much, or, you know, whatever. But I think, like, you know, between like 2 and 2.5 hours is like a good, you know, time. It gives you like what you came for. You know, it's not so lengthy. You could still enjoy it, you know. And again, like, it's on a Sunday. So if you got nothing to do, you know, it gives you like a little bit that's not going to interfere. Like, oh, God, I got to get up to work tomorrow. But like, I want to do something. On a Sunday, you know, or Sunday TV sucks anyway, so it's like turn on the app, you know, pretty much, right?
TV Sundays, football season, everything, right? Yeah, no, you're fine.
Nah, much love to the wrestling scene. So pretty much nowadays, it's like wrestling's like every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you know, which is kind of nice, but like you said, like sometimes it can be a lot, you know, get drunk off wrestling pretty much. So but yeah, I'm really excited. If anybody's, you know, looking to go to the show, again, you can buy the tickets, again, the link's in the description, or you can email, you know, reserve them, or just buy them at the door. So, and then if you buy front row, we get a cool poster where usually all the wrestlers sign it, which is pretty neat too. So, and there's always usually stuff there to buy. So definitely check this out on IW. So 3 o'clock bell, doors open, 4 o'clock bell time.
Probably more like 3:30 doors and 4 p.m. bell. Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. So so thank you for coming on here and talking a little bit about the show. Yeah, appreciate that you came.
No, it's always fun.
Definitely. So thanks everybody who like tuned on in. And if you're listening to this later, let me know what match you're looking forward to the most. Who do you think is going to win? Give me all your, you know, your thoughts on it. So I will be back tomorrow with NFW Cody and TJ Crawford. We'll break down the NFW card. So like I said, panel week, pretty much. So
yeah, they were on the same day as us.
Which, yeah, sorry.
I feel like I can't run against anyone, but yeah. They're in a different part of the state. And they're earlier in the day.
And they're earlier in the day. So probably, you know, it's probably going to end probably like, because he kind of runs like same thing two and a half out, you know, like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we basically may be starting as soon as they're
finishing. Yeah, so you can watch both, or you can be like me that you put up like two screens and support everything, you know. So I try to do that. So. But
good
yeah.
Dudes up there. Support NFW also.
Support all independent support wrestling. Us first, but. Yeah, so support Bloodstorm, all that great stuff. Support all the workers. Go buy their shit, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all your love. So stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.